T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning, 6:46 here at KNSS on a Tuesday morning. Make it 6:47, Mark. Three big things. Veterans Administration workers will be required to be COVID vaccinated. Wichita City Council considering pay raises for city workers. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey is one of 7 finalists for the police chief job in Austin, Texas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning, things looking pretty good out there. The gasoline prices here in the Wichita area still pretty unsettled. I'm seeing prices as high as $2.99 a gallon at a low end, $2.89. Kind of what we're seeing out there today. Traffic on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Heat advisory today, chance for morning fog, then sunny and hot today with a high of 95 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 73. Then on Wednesday, midweek, sunny and hot again, tomorrow's high 97 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 70 degrees. 6:48, Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, standing by.
I'm sitting by.
Sitting by.
Yeah.
Sitting close by.
Too close. I'm over the other chair.
Move a bit, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. UPS had another strong quarter with shipments to homes continuing at a blistering pace. Though revenue at home was a little weaker than some had expected. Shares are down about 1% before the opening bell today. Domestic revenue still grew 10.2%. to $14.40 billion in the second quarter, with per-piece revenue rising 13.4%. So UPS is having another good quarter, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
How about Wall Street? Stock markets off to a good start this week.
Stocks finished higher with all the major averages notching new record closes ahead of a busy week of corporate earnings results from big tech companies. Investors are also getting in gear for a meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers later this week. Industrials and energy companies were among the gainers today while healthcare companies lagged. And Bitcoin jumped to a 6-week high. Some investors attribute the rally to short positions being liquidated and speculation that Amazon may be getting into the digital currency space. The Dow winners today, Boeing, Disney, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 83 points, the Nasdaq up 4, S&P 500 up 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Lordstown Motors has received an investment of up to $400 million as a struggling electric truck maker continues to push toward production of its new pickup this fall. The Ohio company has been under scrutiny over the claims it has made about the number of orders it has received for its trucks. Lordstown Motors. You know anything about them, Don?
Well, they've been in the news for the past 18 months or so.
I haven't paid much attention to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like they're really struggling to get a place in the market.
Well, there might have been some pictures of trucks rolling down hills that made it look like they were really driving and stuff like that.
That kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right, 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Cryptocurrency in an IRA. Watch out, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Don?
Well, good morning, Steve.
Good morning,
and Jad.
Jeff.
I mean, this is just kind of what you were talking about a little bit. You know, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have not ceased to confound me. the concept of cryptos may be difficult to grasp, but Once understood, the seeming lack of transparency over how valuations are derived is where it makes it difficult for me to want to embrace it as, you know, embrace the investment, particularly those who are pushing cryptocurrencies into retirement accounts. Well, if the market drives the price, meaning supply and demand, it seems the market is driven by internet chatter. When there's a lot of online prattle, you know, like when a major corporation declares that they will accept Bitcoin. We just heard that story. You just said it about Amazon may drive up Bitcoin. Well, then if they're going to possibly use it as a payment, the price seems to drive up. Then the thrill is gone and the currency dips dramatically. Bitcoin and other currencies can be held as investments in what's called a self-directed IRA. Now, that's probably different than the IRA you may have. Self-directed IRAs can be relatively expensive to establish and require annual maintenance in the form of proof of ownership of those holdings. Now, I like the idea of cryptocurrencies. They appear to be free from control from central banks, and the anonymity of ownership can be attractive to many. But as an investment, it's not like owning shares of a company that employs workers, produces a product, sells the product, and pays taxes. Cryptos just sit there. And their value is based upon people's acceptance of their presence and their apparent scarcity. Well, they're meant to be a tool, a currency. They're not meant to be an investment, although that's how most people treat it. So for now, I would not place long-term investments that you will need for retirement in cryptocurrencies. That's just me. Last year, Bitcoin generated more than 300% return for those who purchased it at the right time and price. As of this writing, it's down 50%. Now, granted, I wrote it before this little bump from its April high, and it's trailing the S&P 500 index performance. So buying cryptos as an investment can be very risky. You got to know what you're doing. So if you have any questions, give me a call, number 634-2222, and make sure you ask for Don Grant.
So was it wrong for me to invest in 30,000 mood rings as an investment for my investment? I mean,
that's a little different because those are at least produced, and they are widgets.
Something was made somewhere by someone. Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting. Hey, we've got a little breaking news this morning. Reigning Olympic gymnastics champion Simone Biles is out of the team finals.
Oh, that's right.
After apparently suffering an injury during the vault. She's considered to be the greatest gymnast of all time. She huddled with her trainer after landing on her vault. She then exited the petition floor, came back with her leg wrapped. Looks like she's out. I think Simone Biles, I don't know about you, Don, but I've been watching athletes all my life. I don't think I've ever seen a stronger, better athlete than this young woman. Oh, my gosh.
That's just pure body right there. I mean, that's a rock.
And control and the jump she makes, and amazing to me.
The concentration, and also I would think – that's kind of a violent sport, you know. You're bang.
I think
flip.
You get hurt pretty easy. Yeah.
I mean, you think, wow, for her to, oh man, what a shame. That is a shame.
I think she's already won one gold, hasn't she, Jad? I'm not sure.
I think she did in other Olympics.
Something
yeah.
else. Yeah. Okay. Today is National Scotch Day.
Ooh,
recognize an aged whiskey distilled from malted barley.
Wichita Whiskey Club's gonna love this one.
Since Scotch is protected by law, specific guidelines must be followed when making it to be labeled as Scotch. Otherwise, it may just be ordinary, plain old whiskey.
Yeah, of a Scotch style. Yeah, Got to be made in Scotland.
Scotch whiskey dates back to the 15th century, where a Scottish taxman recorded the spirit in 1494.
Wow.
So Scotch has been around for a while.
It is, and it continues to intrigue.
It is, it would be, and it can be. And if it wasn't for Scotch, there would be no Wichita Wagon Masters.
No, Wichita Whiskey Club. That's a different organization.
A different
that has an occasional cocktail.
Beneficial organization.
Exactly.
Doing the best for our city. Yes, sir.
Hey, we do. Come on.
National Scotch Day. All right, Don. Thank you, sir. 6:55. Steve and Ted. Coming up, 7 o'clock. Top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. Wichita Police Chief is a finalist for that chief job in Austin, Texas. That story and more news at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.